Chapter 3. Bonus content for Scenario 1, because Vexbatch prompted me to keep writing. Vex's comment. I'm just saying, Ilya already has nightmares about his mother. Why not add some of Shane slipping through his fingers? And Sveta, of course, notices on bad mornings and tries to comfort him. And eventually, it comes out that it's about Jane, and Sveta has always been understanding, but at this point, she's like, just talk to her? But of course, Ilya is a silly goose and doesn't until that night with Sveta's encouragement in his ears. Memories of Shane's hands on him, of their hungry kisses, and he finally lets himself reach out after all the years of their only touches being against the boards on the ice, and it immediately falls back into place. And my response. Ilya doesn't crash out about Shane for months after that failure of a night. He refuses to think about it or interrogate it in his mind because obviously Shane was joking. Shane is going to come back any day now, begging for him. But he texts a couple of times and they're never answered. And Ilya tells himself that this is like back at the beginning. But Ilya refuses to beg this time and only allows himself a few texts. Because he can't seem desperate. That'd be giving the feelings away, and surely that would scare Shane off. Only then, after months of no contact, Shane even steadfastly ignoring him on the ice, Shane is dating Rose Landry. And they keep dating. Because in this verse, Shane has no one that he's allowing himself to pine for. Ilya obviously doesn't want him. He isn't pursuing Shane anymore. He agrees with Shane that it's a terrible idea. And they've been not a thing for months and months and months now. So when Rose breaks it to him that he's gay, he asks, softly and with tears in his eyes, if they can pretend to date. So the guys stop pushing girls at him. And she says yes. Because she's a girl's girl and can tell he's hurting. And it's good. But she eventually is all giddy and crushing on someone, and Shane pushes her to go for it. And they have this whole little breakup storyline. But by this point, it's years later, and Scott Hunter has come out, and Ilya has another cup with Boston. And Shane has decided he isn't going to come out until he retires. Scott coming out showed him just how fucked Montreal is. He put his foot down, but it's hard to control the room when the coaches encourage it. After his breakup, he does quietly come out to his parents and Hayden and Jackie, and maybe JJ. He doesn't have a boyfriend, though, just an extensive toy collection, and he sometimes fucks people on very faraway vacations, but those are few and far between. Ilya, meanwhile, has a huge crash out at Svetlana's place a month into Shane Rose. He drinks himself to sickness, screams and sobs, and finally admits that the last time wasn't even good, that he doesn't like it up the ass. And depression really sets in, I think, because his dad dies and he only has Svetlana to support him. Boston is great. The guys in Boston are great. They don't even kick up a fuss when Ilya is a horror show about Hunter, but eviscerates anyone who's homophobic about it. The guys are confused, but like, okay, man, guess he really hates that Hunter is happy. But none of that can combat his brain chemistry. And I think maybe he ends up pulled into the coach's office and told to get his shit together because he's starting to become a liability. But what does that even matter? Because Hollander won't look at him on the ice and Svetlana is in Russia unfucking her father's shit and his father's shit. And none of the girls or boys he fucks can bring him joy. He is spiraling. Ilya does not love hockey enough to go to a therapist and get his shit together. He does not really care about his career. But he does love not being in Russia around his brother and being able to be more of himself. Queer, even if he's still technically in the closet. And more than all that, I think he and Svetlana probably have a screaming match at some point about how she doesn't need him to become another mess for her to clean up. It still doesn't help. He isn't actively ideating, but he's also taking lots of risks and not caring about his health at all. Svetlana does stick by him, and he has bouts of trying for her, but it's never really enough. But then, Svetlana is good at cleaning up messes, but not even she can clean up what his brother managed to fuck up. His sister-in-law has enough warning to shove his niece at Svetlana before she's arrested too, and now Ilya technically has custody of his niece. But Svetlana is like, I hate children and don't want to raise one, but I am not letting you raise her right now. So for Svetlana, finally, and for his niece, he starts really trying in therapy. He's been going off and on for at least a year to appease Svetlana, but never really trying. I think maybe his spiral is very up and down. He's clinging to lots of things he thinks might help, and in there somewhere he gets Boston another cup, even while falling apart. So Boston doesn't want to trade him. And despite the spiraling and the casual drug use and overdrinking and sleeping his way through North America, he never really causes a major scandal. Nothing not easily covered up. Because after one incident that Svetlana screams at him over, the drugs and drinking are never before a game. And he isn't ever violent. Ladies love him, and while his dude hookups aren't exactly subtle, hockey is homophobic enough that no one believes them if they speak out. Because look at all the women he fucks! I think that whole spiral is about 2 years-ish before Svetlana gives him a non-ultimatum. Clean up your shit and go to therapy. Which he does badly, but he tries, off and on, for a year or two, and then his brother fucks up so bad no one can save him, and Ilya actually starts trying to be better. And it's also been long enough now that while it stings, it doesn't tear him apart when Shane ignores him on the ice. I think he and Svetlana get married pretty fast after the whole thing with his brother goes down, and Ilya starts getting help, because Ilya needs a really solid citizenship, and they want a solid argument that they can care for the niece. And that's the end. That's all that I have right now. Obviously, if you're interested in this AU, let me know. As has been proven, I am easily prompted into having more thoughts, as long as those thoughts don't have to be, you know, organized. Yeah, so these were the thoughts. Thank you so much to my Discord friends for letting me ramble in the chats, and thanks to Out of the Auditory for prompting me to actually tidy this up and actually put it out there. And one last note, I was confused at the beginning of all of this, whether Shane ever actually texts Ilya. This is the last time in canon. Like, I was sort of confused where the prompt came from, even as my brain spiraled into nonsense. And I did get confirmation that Shane doesn't ever actually text Ilya that throughout the... In either canon, in the show or in the books. Yeah, so thanks for listening. If you want to leave a comment, feel free. You can do that on wherever you found this, given that the text and audio are going to be in the same place. Thanks for listening.